There's nothing that goes faster than a football season.
No, nothing does. I mean,
but it goes faster.
And again, we talked a little bit about that last week. Embrace it. You're in it. It's fun. It's more fun when your team plays better.
Yeah, it is.
Week one.
It is.
And they sure didn't.
No.
I mean, again, there's really nothing to be gained by going back and saying I told you so or anything like that, because I don't know that anybody told you so that it was going to look quite like that. But when we broke it down last week, there's a number of things that when you look at it, it's like, well, the Steelers can do this.
Yes.
And they did.
Yep.
I mean, those guys on defense have the ability to make your offense look awful.
Yep.
And that's what they did all day yesterday.
Well, I think
they also did a pretty good job with the conservative game plan. You knew they were going to do that once you knew Justin Fields was the quarterback.
Yes.
They didn't turn the ball over. They ran it. They controlled the clock in the second half. They won the turnover battle. Like, all the ingredients that it takes to win a game like that. Now, it sucks to lose a game where the team you played didn't score a touchdown.
A touchdown.
And there's a million different ways we're going to break it down, and we will. But, like, it's not the most surprising thing in the world that T.J. Watt ruined your Sunday.
No, it's not. And I think those were all the things we talked about. You know, as long as they don't turn the ball over, they're going to try to get big plays to George Pickens. They're going to run the football, and as long as they don't turn the ball over, they're going to be in the game. They're going to keep the game where the Steelers want to keep the game. And I thought, you know, when you look at from a whole, as the defense for the Falcons, they played well enough for them to win this football game.
They did.
I thought that, you know, the pressure wasn't there where you wanted it to, but I know a lot of that had to do with Justin Fields' ability to escape and things like that. But when they needed that sack, they went and got it. Mac Judon, he got, as the game went on, you saw him getting more and more like himself.
Grady had an awesome day.
Grady was just Grady.
Yep.
Relentless pursuit and arriving with bad damn intentions. I had so much fun with because he had them little-ass shoulder pads on. Thought he had Young Wei-Koo shoulder pads on. But, I mean, he played like Grady always plays. I thought, you know, offensively – I thought Zach Robinson had a bad game.
I do too.
I think
it was very predictable.
I think it was a predictable, but was it predictable because of the situation your quarterback? Kirk Cousins is not right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we could talk about preseason. Maybe this is why he didn't play, because he needed that extra whatever to get right to play in a game.
Right. And that's the best explanation that I can come up with. Because
Cousins,
he doesn't look – I mean, you don't go from the shotgun or the pistol 90% of the plays.
He's never been a pistol quarterback.
Never. He's taken 10 pistol snaps in his career before yesterday when he took more than that.
Yes.
And then obviously they're in the shotgun. They also ran the ball zero times out of the shotgun.
Yes.
They ran the ball 85% of the time when they're in the pistol. So that's basically just telegraphing to a defense that's already very good exactly what you're going to do. And you add to that the fact that you got a guy playing right tackle who can't do it by himself
and
against a guy like that.
And that's another thing, Andy, and that's why I said Zach had a bad game. And because sometimes, and I believe this, you gotta sacrifice getting five out to protect. Mm-hmm. And Charlie Warner should have been in the game on the right hip, helping and being a late leak.
Yeah, but
what he should have been.
This is something that you and I talked about all week last week, was whoever's going to be out there next to McGarry, whether you're going to have a running back on that side or you're going to have the tight end on that side all game, whatever it is, you have to help it.
Yep.
And the thing about it is you go back and look, because the Rams played the Steelers last year, and that's exactly what they did on T.J. Watt. They had a helper over there every single play. He didn't do anything.
Nope.
He didn't do anything.
Nope.
They shut him down as much as you can in a game. And then in this one, they're like, you know what, let Caleb go for it.
Was when Charlie was there, Charlie did it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Kyle didn't do it right. Kyle, you cannot... The one thing, because I did this a lot of times in my career, so I know what the hell I'm talking about when you're talking about chip blocking or whatever on one of those pads. You either knock him on the tackle or you make him restart. You don't push him to the edge. You don't do that. And Kyle kept doing it over and over and over. So now you know this, Zach, don't let him do it. Don't let him do it.
Yeah.
All right? Because that
you got those other two tight ends
specifically do that.
Yeah.
Don't let him do it anymore. I know you want to have your 11 personnel and all that other crap. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But my takeaway from the game, Kirk Cousins does not look right. And it's one of those things where I thought about it, Andy, after the game. And I was like, damn. And I just remember when, you know, we talked about Achilles and everything. We talked about you're always good the year afterwards. You know what I mean? It ain't been a year.
Hasn't been a year.
And so this is something that he's working through or something like that. Because what we talk about, we're all seeing this for the first time.
Right.
And what I saw for the first time is that you got a quarterback that's going to be working through whatever he's working through. Because there was no threat of the deep ball. Pittsburgh just sat on everything. And then you let their crowd get in the game and you got to go silent count at home. And then
it's pretty embarrassing.
You don't switch up. You got to go double Bob. something. Because you let TJ sit over there and time out the snap. You didn't give McGarry a chance anyway.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to switch things up for him. But the biggest thing is, why was there not a consistent help over there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Especially when it became evident, like, which again.
He can't move. They know where he's going
to
be at.
You shouldn't have needed any evidence in the game yesterday to know that TJ Watt could do that. We've seen him do it before. Or to know that Caleb maybe isn't the best with quick edge rushers or guys that have a bag that can sort of get by him. We've seen this. There's now years of evidence to see that. So I don't know why you would go into the game without that knowledge. But as it became evident as the game went on, surprising to me that they didn't. I know they did a little bit to try to help him here and there, but like you got to dedicate a guy to have over there and take this dude out of the game.
Yes.
But you're right. I mean, Kirk Cousins clearly looks like he's still recovering from that injury, and is frustrated because we didn't get a chance. I mean, obviously, we're out there at practice. Yeah. We're watching, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. He's not going full speed. He's not running away from guys that can actually tackle him.
Even if he's healthy, he's not going to run away from him. But at the same time, like everything, you're running the ball to the left. Understand what you're trying to do. You're letting TJ Watt run it down because you know what? There's no threat of Kirk bootlegging.
No.
There's no threat of nothing, and maybe that's because of the health and all those different things, whatever, whatever. But it was just a predictable game plan, and the Falcons receivers didn't get open. They didn't get open because there was no threat because there was no time. The first interception, it wasn't McGarrett. It was damn Lindstrom that got blown up. Mm-hmm. Pressure inside, terrible throw by Kurt, you know, because when there's a play called the protection, as a protector, you have, like, this internal clock. It's like, okay, well, we know on this snap right here, it's more of a three-step drop. It's coming out fast. On that first interception, that ball's supposed to come out. He went 1, 2, 3. You got to go to the back and just take what deal with. You can't come back and pump it. And he did that a lot yesterday, burping the baby. Mm-hmm. Can't do that, especially if you're throwing back over the middle. So I thought this overall, the offense for the Falcons stunk yesterday all around. Tyler, you only got three carries. He's having 7 yards of damn carry.
Yeah.
Give him some more carries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just thought this overall, it just stunk offensively. And I'll just start with the guy who calls the plays. But is it because he's hampered with a quarterback who really can't do much? Like, that's what I said. I was like, damn, Kirk in the pistol the whole game?
The whole game.
Kirk's never been in the pistol.
Yeah.
Kirk's a better quarterback than he played yesterday. I do believe that.
Oh,
I definitely believe that.
Without
question, he's better
than that.
I
mean, that's one of the 10 worst statistical games he's had in his career.
Yeah, but
he's certainly better than that when healthy.
Yes.
Right?
But he's not.
When healthy is a big part
of
it.
I'm not saying,
and again, I understand all the frustration about not playing these guys in preseason and all that. That might be why they didn't play him in preseason.
Because
they don't want to telegraph the rest of the league this guy can't move.
I don't know no facts.
Although it doesn't take long to figure out that he can't move.
What did we see in the first drive? I tweeted out. Kurt's rusty. But then I kept looking. It's like, oh, yeah. Maybe that's why they didn't play him. We can talk about the preseason. The preseason wasn't going to prevent what happened yesterday.
No.
If he's not right,
it's just going to make it worse.
He needed that time.
But at the same time, if he's not right, then like how close to right does he need to be for that to be the answer?
We could be absolutely wrong when it was just Pittsburgh just got after him.
Maybe.
But this is something that is going to have to he's going to have to work through it. Now they're going to play a team.
They didn't feel comfortable lining him up under center.
No,
there's a reason.
That's what
for
he does.
There's
he's a play
for
action
that.
Pass quarterback from up under center. That's what he does. That's when he's cutting folks' ass up.
There was zero play action yesterday.
None.
I mean,
that's what he does.
If you can't run play action with Kirk Cousins, you're not going to win a lot of games.
That's because that's what he does. This dude gets out play action back foot.
Yep.
Bam.
Yep.
There was no threat from any of all these weapons or any. There was nothing. Now, you saw a little bit of that right before the touchdown. He got in a little rhythm and everything.
Yeah, that drive was
and they
pretty
were protecting
good.
Him.
Other than that.
You know, other than that, it was just, I don't know. It don't look right to me. And that's, like I said, we all said this on Friday. This is going to be all of our first time seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. And what I saw did not match up to what the practice looked like. Because it's practice. And only thing I thought about was we mentioned it up while we were up there. Damn, she'll throw a lot of picks in practice.
There was a few picks.
Yeah,
and that last pick that he threw on that, you know, that drive when they were down 5 points in the fourth quarter, saw a couple picks like that in training camp. It was like, well, that was late. That was bad.
Yes.
What was that? You know, the pocket was collapsing, all that kind of stuff. But we saw it.
Yep.
And we talked about it, obviously. And again, didn't know, you know, what translates to what and all that. That's what's so hard about not actually playing real football. Then they have those, you know, the joint practices, whatever. We don't get to see that stuff.
Right.
There's no video of that. You don't get to watch that. They're out there doing when they're doing the drills in Flowery Branch, that's all scripted and whatever. And they can't touch the quarterback.
Right. He wasn't scripted yesterday.
Nah. No, well.
Well, it kind of was, because we kind of knew that that one guy that wears number 90.
Yeah, that kind of fit the script a little
bit. He's a one-man hell-raising
crew. Highsmith's not too bad either.
No, he was not. He made a great play.
Not too bad either.
But it was so close down in the red zone. 41. That was a hell of a play, because Bijan walking in the end zone.
Oh, I know. What a tackle. Those damn Steelers tackle, man.
Dude, just a great play.
I know.
This is a great play, man.
Very frustrating. Very frustrating way to start the season.